our next storyteller, I got to meet through the Baltimore Improv Group, which is a thing I'm not ashamed to say I'm a part of. It is very nerdy. It is people who get together and make up stories on the spot. And I would say that because Baltimore is not a place where people get famous, people are just happy to do it for the heck of it. So they're not like, you know, angling to try to get a part in a movie or anything like that, because it's not going to happen. So anyway, Tim is someone that I got to see audition for the Baltimore Improv Group. And I was really taken with him. He was very talented. And so I asked him to come tonight and tell a story. So please welcome Tim German.
Everybody. I should start with the fact that I love Christmas. Like, love Christmas. Growing up, it was probably the only time when I got to see people be silly, smile. And now that I'm a comedian, I do that a lot. So it was really good for my formative years. My parents were very serious people. Very, very serious, very stone cold. My father was like a giant man with a very stone face who was in the military for a long period of time. He did see combat. He did kill people. My mother was from a military family of five. Everybody was in the military, and then she fell in love with Jesus and my father. She is very serious still. when I was seven, this is me going back to when I'm pretty sure I decided to be a comedian. My parents, being the serious people that they are, decided to get me an educational gift on Christmas. They got me a globe, and this globe was actually pretty beautiful now that I'm thinking about it. It lit up in various nations where it would then ask you to pronounce the name of the nation. And you would pronounce the name of the nation, and then it would then it would say the correct pronunciation of the nation. It was to help me with my geography. The first time I cracked this bad boy open, I do fall in love with it, and I start using it. Now, the nation of Niger is spelled N-I-G-E-R. It has a hard I and a soft G. Niger. My seven-year-old brain does not know any of those facts. And I hit the N soft, and I hit the G hard. And my parents, they burst out laughing. Their Easter Island stone faces smile. And they laugh for what feels like forever. And like thinking back, that's when I was like, I gotta make more people do that. Fast forward 9 years, 2006. My parents are finalizing their divorce. It happens. My father got fired from his job for messing around with the company credit card too much. It happens. My father has been cheating on my mother. It happens. My father started a new family. He disappeared. It happens. 2007, we spend Christmas in the Bay Hills apartment complex in Arnold. How you been? It's next to a golf club. My mother continues to pay off the house while my father lives there because he doesn't have a job and he won't get one. We get back in the house around 2009, but fast forward to around 2011, 2012. I haven't spoken to my father in a very long time. Well, I have, but not spoken. I've spoken to him, like, hi, how you doing? You still alive? Yeah, good. I've fallen in love with a beautiful woman who is now my wife. She's excellent. She's here. Hi, Bri. I get a call from my father, and he says, hey, I'm just calling, and I want to see if you want to meet your sister. So I hang up the phone. Not on him. I'm polite. I say, I'll think about it. Hang up. And I tell Bree the situation. And she looks at me and she says, are you going to go? And I say, you know, I'll think about it. And she knows that means no. She looks at me. And she, being one, the oldest of eight, so she knows something about siblings, looks at me and says, you know, if I had a chance to meet a new brother or sister, I think I'd definitely take it.
Ah!
So I go. Well, I call my father up, and I say, hey, you know, where do you want to meet? He says, okay, well, let's go out to eat. I say, okay, you know, wherever you want to go. He says, yeah, sure, I'll pay. I say, okay, don't stress yourself. Just wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, however cheap you know, you want to, wherever you can get to. Do you guys know this McDonald's? Do you guys know that restaurant? So there's a McDonald's that's very close to the medieval times at Arundel Mills. It's a very, very snowy, slushy December night, and me and Bree together, hand in hand, go in to this McDonald's, hoping that my dad is there. I see him from across the room, and next to him is an 8-year-old angel. She's the best. I immediately fall in love. Like head over heels. It's the worst. And I meet Elizabeth, Lizzie, my sister. And she is beautiful. And she has this little stupid toy that's like from McDonald's. And she's like, it's like the old Kinect Erector Set things. And she just wants me to keep playing with her. And she keeps calling me brother, which is like, way too real, dude. You're 8. Come on. Oh, she's perfect. And like that moment where like I hate my dad, but I don't, because he gave me this, you know? He gave me the opportunity to be an older brother to literally the most perfect thing in the world. So like, you know, a globe, my sister, and an half bed. Merry Christmas.